My fault on the new song from Georgie for our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I forgot to upload it to Solana. And so then he said, hey, we're going to play the new theme song from Georgie. And I just whiffed on it. But it was kind of a last minute decision that we were going to play it today. So we'll debut it next week. My bad. I just, I was like, yeah, we'll play it. But then I didn't do anything in order to allow it to be played.
It's really my fault, Crowder and listeners, because Hawk mentioned that. And I just assumed I had it, but I didn't. I had the old 5 o'clock version.
Right. Yeah. Now there's a new.
Made a couple tweaks to it.
New version. So we'll do it next week. I apologize. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where if you want to watch a little college basketball tomorrow night, that's a good spot to do so. Don't know if you're aware, but they have very tasty food and beverages at Funky Buddha, which really is what you want for a little college basketball watching experience. So go there. See what else they have at the tap room this weekend, because they've got that no crusts is back on the menu, back on the drink menu this weekend. So they're doing
peanut butter and jelly beer.
Yeah,
goodness.
So no crusts, peanut butter and jelly brown ale. They've got sticky treats. This is this weekend's beer menu, sticky treats, which I love. Peanut butter banana MBCP. Maple bacon coffee porter with peanuts and banana.
Ooh.
Like actual peanuts? That was going viral on Twitter today. A lot of people, if you're not from the South, you've never heard of peanuts and Coca-Cola, where people put actual peanuts in their Coca-Cola bottle or glass of Coke.
Yeah.
For what?
It's a good sweet and salty mix.
That's crazy.
It's like the original version of boba.
Hey, I was at the airport and a whole table got Coke with milk in it.
What?
I've seen that too.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there at the bar and the dude is, you know, and I can see the bartender. He made a whole tray and had glass of Coke and poured milk in all of them and gave them to a whole table. I don't know if they're European. They looked foreign, but Coke with milk. Yeah.
They have at Funky Buddha this weekend the Chilla Thrilla.
Hmm.
Blonde ale with mango and guava.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I love mango. Lori loves guava.
Yeah. Yeah, about time to head back to Funky Buddha. Seems like they're doing some stuff over there for me.
They are, man. They've got orange creamsicle El Camino Haze. Hazy IPA with orange and vanilla.
Come on. No, talk to me, Ryan. Talk to me, KC. What are y'all doing?
And then
doing
on the food menu, because no crusts gets released back into the tap room this weekend. On the food menu, they got PB&J chicken wings. Crispy wings tossed in Thai peanut sauce, drizzled with raspberry jam, and topped with crushed peanuts.
I'm in.
Well, I like a Thai peanut sauce, but a little cutesy for me there on the PB&J wings. Let's be honest. I just can't get wings and nachos at this damn place.
You got to snazz it up a little bit, man. You can't just have wings. You got to have PB&J wings.
They also have this weekend at Funky Buddha Nutter Butter Bacon Smash Burger. Melted provolone, peanut Nutella bacon spread, and blackberry jam. Boy, everybody's using blackberry this weekend. What the hell's going on?
Chef Jeff in his bag this weekend.
Served on a brioche bun.
Chef Jeff in his bag this weekend, Hawk.
I love a brioche bun. Oh, so good.
That's the brioche bun, top of the line, pretzel bun, bottom of the barrel. I'll go to my grave giving you that one.
I'm not a pretzel guy.
I'm fishing tomorrow all day. What a waste of a bun, man.
And you know, my wife, she's the coolest in the world. This Easter, she locks in. The day of Easter is like, it's crazy. She locks in where we're doing Easter. We're going to
like
church.
Like locks in religiously, like, hey, we're not messing around with this one.
We're not messing around with Easter. She schedules she calls the pastor, Pastor David. I go to church by the Glades. She talks to his wife. We schedule our time to go. Like, she locks in for Easter. So
you got peeps
in
the house?
She gives me 360 days a year. So the five that she has to get, I give it to her. So I'm not doing anything on Sunday.
Got peeps?
We do have peeps.
Yeah, you got to have peeps.
Yeah. Chaz, we were fishing. I bought him a big box of like 12 peeps, and he stayed in the car, said he wanted to play on his iPad, and I got out to cast the poles out. I got back in the car. He ate all 12 peeps.
Oh,
he
that's was my kind of kid. There you go. Oh. Eat the peeps. Stay in the car. You don't need all the mosquitoes and whatever at the fishing site, at the creek.
Yeah, but now he's running around the house, just running around circles around the house for the next 3 hours. He's high on sugar.
I told you years ago, we went to Alaska with the ticket wizard and his wife. This was before David was even born. Went to Alaska, and they wanted to do this this tour, the dog mushing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dog sledding or whatever?
Dog sledding. Yeah. But you're not even dog sledding. You're in someone's backyard, and you know, you put on their jackets and hats or whatever so you could take your pictures. Maybe there's some, there were dogs, there were live dogs, mangy, you know, flea ridden, whatever. And so the ticket wizard, his wife and Lori, they go in for this thing. And I stayed in the car and I read my USA Today and had some candy.
Well, first off, you said live dogs. I don't know if you could mush with dead dogs.
Cause it could just be like a photo op, you know, where it's just, but I don't think they were really mushing. And I just think there was like, you know, it's like we pull up, it's just someone's house in there, you know, this was before the days of apps and cell phones. So it wasn't even like you had TripAdvisor or anything to know what you're doing. So there's like a brochure at the hotel. You want to go dog mushing and they've got these pictures on. I mean, they're wearing strangers' jackets and hats and gloves. Who's paying for this? I had the time of my life. Four great sections in the USA Today. Oh. The best time.
Life experience.
Yeah.
You want to know a really bad movie? I bet you Crowder seen it with Cuba Gooding Jr. It's called Snow Dogs.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah. No, you can't say great movie.
It is. When I tell you, it is the worst movie ever made, Snow Dogs.
Yeah. It is. It's a bad movie. They should have casted Michael Keaton. Lied right up with his career.
Anyway, let's do headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
And fleas can't live in Alaska. It's too cold.
Yeah, trust me, there's fleas. I saw the condition of this backyard. Trust me, there's fleas.
And mange.
Hey, the women's tournament final four is tonight, and then tomorrow is the final four for the men's as well. Do you guys maybe want to throw a little something here, like a six or an eight, or how many games are we going to play? A four-game parlay? Want to do a little four-game parlay?
Really, two games. You're talking about the men's tournament, you're talking about men's and women?
We'll bet all four, men's and women.
Right. I'm saving my betting money for Inter Miami.
I already have. Coach L says he believes in Illinois. So I already got Illinois winning, and they're the favorite now. I think I got him as the dog or something, but it totally swung, and I'm riding with Dawn Staley tonight. South Carolina knocks off UConn.
You're going with the Gamecocks over UConn?
I love Dawn Staley. I'm not going with the Gamecocks. I'm going with Dawn Staley.
Yeah, no shot, dude. No shot.
Because I know why you don't like Dawn Staley.
I like Gino Auriemma. The games tomorrow, by the way, Michigan Arizona is going to be the late game, like 9 o'clock. Arizona is a 1.5 point dog going up against Michigan, and then Illinois and UConn tomorrow starts at 6 o'clock. UConn is a 1.5-point dog as well. So Illinois is the favorite tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Inter Miami.
These dog mushing pictures, but I can't find them.
Hawk, how do you not have experiences? Like, go outdoors.
I got plenty of experiences. I don't need to put on other people's clothing.
Hawk, 10 years I've asked you to go fishing with me. Just jump on the boat one time. Let's go catch a snapper or two. We'll have a good time. Time of your life.
Fine. I'm good.
Inter Miami, they're a heavy favorite tomorrow. Minus 260 on the money line. They're hosting Austin FC. No good.
We're going to talk with Chris Whittingham in the next segment. So we'll talk a little about Inter Miami and them opening up the new stadium. Austin's no good?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't really been paying attention to the MLS, so I'm not sure.
No good. No good.
Watch it, Solana.
Austin is one win, two draws, two losses. They only have 5 points, so they're 11th in the Western Conference. I'm pretty sure that's Matthew McConaughey's team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's
like the owner. Owns them or he roots for them?
No, he owns them. He's one of the owners.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think.
He does the pregame speeches for Texas, and they're terrible.
Well, yeah, he lives in the Austin area, so it makes sense.
This is the most Matthew McConaughey thing ever. You ready? Matthew McConaughey is a minority owner and the official Minister of Culture for MLS Club Austin FC.
That's excellent. Congratulations, by the way, Mac McClung, Kia NBA G League MVP.
Hmm. Can he go back to college?
It's amazing how great he is just up until the NBA. Like, he runs the G League. He plays for the Bulls now, so I watch him every now and then when I'm watching the Bulls games. He runs the G League. Right into the NBA, can't even sniff being good. You know what I mean? Like, it's so wild. Win the slam dunk over and over and over. Run the G League. Like it's amazing to be that good and then just can't get over that little hump.
It shows you how the 1% of the 1% thing is.
Yep.
He's 3% of the 1%, but he can't get those other 2% off.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the Miami Heat, they're going to host the Washington Wizards. It's a 3 o'clock start time tomorrow, and it will be Bam Adebayo's first game going up against the Wizards since he scored 83 points on them. I was looking at the Hard Rock Bet app to see if a line was out, and they don't have one yet because it's for tomorrow. I'm going to look to see like what it is on another site, but what do you guys think his over-under is going to be set at tomorrow?
Oh, Bam? Yeah. I'll go 22.5.
No. 20.
You think it would just be 20.5?
They're bad. Washington's really bad.
The Heat are 17-point favorites tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go 22.5 because his lines have been like 21.5, so I think he gets that extra point juice because of the 83-point game.
But do they play him if they're up by, like, because – last time it got, they, you know, saying it was a whole controversy about them, you know, him running up the score and fouling and all that stuff, where Bam goes out and gets them. They're up by 15. They pull Bam, let Khalil get a bunch of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Heat are in any position to let up on anybody right now. Like, they have to guarantee that they win the game tomorrow.
The Wizards are a middle school team.
Bro, tomorrow's going to be a different type of game, man. The Wizards are coming out tomorrow. I really think it's going to be something.
You know the Heat tweeted out? Heat tweeted out a few hours ago, postseason tickets are on sale now.
Yeah.
If you want to be entertained, read the replies.
Solana, if you're encouraged to fight me, I know how the fight's going to go. No matter how much energy and encouragement and fire you have in your belly, like, they're going to whoop their ass. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, you hope so, but Crowder, you see that all the time in the NBA, where a team is a 10, 12, 15-point underdog, and they get hot. It's a meaningful game for them, and there's a different type of game ends up playing out. Like, that happens all the time.
Son, I'm killing the NBA betting right now, betting 5 and 16 parlays of heavy favorites, and it always ends up being a win.
Yeah, Nothing's happening except that Miami Indiana game. It's the only one. It's the only outlier. Yo, you got to read the responses to that Heat post. It's unbelievable. This franchise is so much more worthy than the responses they're getting. People need to hush their mouths. I don't think they sold a lot of postseason tickets based on.
I'll go to a playing game. We can go to a playing game, fellas.
It's like anything else in the headlines?
A whole new wave of young Heat fans, though, that weren't around for the big three.
Yeah, and I'm teasing when I understand frustrated. Heat fans being frustrated.
But I'm saying, Hawk, like the people reacting that way, in my opinion, are like these young fans who, this is what they know. And, you know, we all have the luxury of experiencing something not that long ago, the greatest 4 years in Miami sports history. I saw a Heat fan account who, you know, they post videos. They're like an aggregator account. He's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm tapping out after 2 years. Like, 2 years? You bum? Like, you got to go through 15 years of agonizing pain before you can tap out.
Yeah. Sit through the Ricky Davis era and tell me you're tapping out.
Because they all got asthma and allergies. They can't deal with stuff.
They're soft. Yeah. Man, you didn't sit through two seasons of Roni Turiaf. I'll tell you about it. I love Roni Turiaf.
He's a DJ.
No, that's Ronnie Cicely. Oh.
They look nothing alike.
I was going to say, completely different color, different position, different era.
Yeah. I love Cicely.
Your weather in South Florida right now.
He's the white guy.
The big white guy, the big DJ guy.
Yeah.
I like cycling. Who's Turioff is the goofball?
Roni Turioff. He was an energy guy, would always be waving the towel, man.
Oh, man.
Loved Roni Turioff. You remember him, Solana, or are you too young?
Roni Turioff. No, he was on the big three teams. Roni Turioff.
Yeah, he was recent.
He was?
Yeah.
He couldn't catch.
Was? Are you sure?
100%. He was on that 2012 title team. I would bet my life on that.
Well, he was on the team. He didn't tie his shoes, though.
Nah, dude. Roni Turioff, like, every now and then, energy guy off the bench. He had the cornrows. Remember, he had the cornrows. Everybody loved the cornrows.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's French, Roni Turioff.
Well, he was only on the Heat for one season.
Yeah, 2012.
Huh. Played only 13 games for the Heat? Wow.
Yeah, that's right. He had an underbite. I like people with an underbite.
I think I'm the only one with a Turioff Heat jersey.
It's 82 degrees. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That weather report was brought to you by our good friends at Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roofs, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it is the final segment of the week. It's a good week of shows. Today, I thought was excellent with the Inter-Miami chatter. With Whittingham in the last segment and Will Manso in the 3 o'clock hour. That place going to be very interesting to watch, you know, on Apple TV tomorrow night, or if you're lucky enough to be going to the match, be very interesting to watch, you know, the traffic and all the hoopla and whatever, and see if Inter Miami impresses the fan base with new stadium as it debuts mañana, tomorrow.
I'm on the edge of my seat because I want to hear what it's like, because I got to go down and check it out. So
I'm definitely going to go. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. I love a new stadium. Although Will Manso told us narrow concourses, and you know how I feel about a narrow concourse.
Oh, it's not a prison hallway. It's crazy.
I'm just a fan of a wide concourse. I'm just, I like to call it like I see it. And a fun show today. Marlins lost in New York today. Yankees beat them, so hopefully they'll be able to still win the series, win Saturday and Sunday, and this weekend you've got Heat action, you've got Panthers action, you've got Inter-Miami action, you've got Miami Hurricanes baseball action, you've got Final Four. I mean, what more could you ask for? Next week is the Masters. A tradition unlike any other.
You going to eat a pimento sandwich?
The Masters. I am going to eat a pimento cheese sandwich, 100%. I'm going to eat it out of the wrapper that listeners have brought me from Augusta over the course of the last several years.
So nasty.
Going to jam it right in those old wrappers. That's exactly what I'm doing. All right. Dan Day is up after us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat, go Marlins, go Panthers, go Inter Miami, go Canes baseball. We will speak with you el lunes.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
My guy.